The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 244.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he,
Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type-in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Root Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts, a member of the royal family, and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Matt Letter. And that song that you just heard was Captain O'Kane by Kathleen Johnson from Fair Music. Now, I would like to say a very heartfelt thank you to the following friends of the podcast, Renee Llewellyn and Stephen Conroy. Renee and Stephen, you will get the podcast 5 days before it is released to the general public, and you will get to hear the extended version of the show with at least 4 more songs and no commercial ads. And on top of that, you will receive a CD from the podcast library for every 12 podcasts you remain at this level. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Renee and Stephen. But you're not listening to this show to hear me talk. You are here for the music. So up next, Who Gives a Damn by Axel the Sot from Raising Ale.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on? Yeah. Go to the pub and get me another beer.
There lived an old man in the village of Lyme. I heard that he married 3 wives at one time. I asked why a third.
He said, one is absurd. And didn't you know that bigamy, sir, is a crime? Indeed.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on? Yeah. Go to the pub and get me another beer.
I brought home a girl. Her name was Mabel. And Mabel said, I don't think that I'm able, but I'm willing to try. So where should I lie, dear? The bed, the couch, or right here on top of the table? Move the plates.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Yeah. Go to the pub and get me another beer.
There once was a harlot. Her name was Sue. She filled her what's it right up with glue. And then she said to the other girls,
if they'll pay to get in, they'll pay to get out of it too.
And they did.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Go to the pub and get me another beer.
There once was a girl who came from Greeling. She claimed to have no sexual feeling. Till a fella named Morris explored a clitoris. And 5 minutes later, she had to be scraped off the ceiling.
Get it down, boys.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Pub and get me another beer.
There was a daredevil. Her name was Jill. Tried a dynamite stick for a sexual thrill. They found her vagina in South Carolina. Her ass in the road and her tits in a tree in Brazil.
I found her nose.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on? Yeah.
Go to the pub and get me another beer.
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Who gives a damn?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Go to the pub and get me another. Go to the fridge and get me another. Go to the store and get me another beer, 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 beer.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon
for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
New York Renaissance Festival welcomes back the dread crew of Oddwood. Renaissance Magazine has given readers part two of Stockings, so if you are interested in learning the wonderful history about stockings in Renaissance times, be sure to pick up your copy today. 5 myths about William Shakespeare. Yes, he wrote the plays. No, he did not have such a huge vocabulary. If you want to find out more about these 5 myths, be sure to check out WashingtonPost.com, or you can find the link on our Facebook page. Washing Well Wenches is a funny show. If you see them, you will laugh. Sit close to the washing pit and you will get splashed. You can catch them at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. The richest pirate in history, the 16th and 17th century, were certainly a dangerous time to be out on the seas. Find out more at bringingtinfleet.co.uk. There's also a link on our Facebook page. Fearsome and fabulous Renaissance helmets. When the Holy Roman Empire, Charles V, wanted to particularly be badass in battle, he put together some great armor. You can find out more on our Facebook page. One of my all-time favorite places to visit while I was in New York was the Coister Museum. The Coisters is a medieval museum that has medieval artifacts for your medieval fix. So the next time you're in New York and you want your medieval fix, I highly recommend checking out the Coisters. It is not a place to miss. The 7 origins of pirate stereotypes. You can find out more about what those 7 origins are at metafoss.com. We are also holding a contest right now. All you have to do is give us 2 sentences of spooky stories that fit a Renaissance festival setting. We will read the best on our upcoming spooky show, and you will get a fabulous free CD from our fabulous library here at the castle. Be sure to post your spooky story on our Facebook page, or you can email it to us, renfestpodcast@gmail.com.
So when they asked us what we're doing this weekend, I said, spending the day in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. There's so much to see and do. There's continuous entertainment on 10 theaters and stages, jousting, food, music, pub shopping, Saturdays and Sundays through October 25th. For tickets, visit MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com, near Annapolis in Crownsville, Maryland. The Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they called Shannon, apprentice to trade I was bound. And many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town, till sad misfortune came o'er me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. That shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. As I went out strolling down evening, not meaning to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel, silk selling her trade in the bar. When a watch she took from a customer and slipped it right into me hand. And the law came and put me in prison, bad luck to her black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen o'er the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he says me, young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. And 7 long years is your sentence, you're going to Van Diemen's land. Far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Come all ye jolly young fellows, I'll have you take warning by me. Whenever you had too much liquor, me lads, beware of the pretty Colleens, for they'll fill you with whiskey and porter till you are not able to stand. And the very next thing that you know, me lads, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen o'er the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen o'er the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Woo-hoo!
And that was Black Velvet Band by Lisa Messiah from Moor of Dundee. And if you're wondering how things are going here at the castle, well, the Top 5 Fan Request Show is currently being compiled, and that show is going to be a very special show. It's going to have 3 hours of music, and that is all thanks to the Patreons who have helped donate to the podcast in order to make this show sustainable. So thank you, Patreons. That Top 5 Fan Request Show will be on its way very shortly. So up next, we're going to have Fave Rennie Things by Terry Griffith from Long Live Avalok.
Drops on cleavage and glitter on fairies, bright shiny jewelry and jesters so merry, tight leather bodices tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite anything. Minstrels and mages and fire-breathing dragons, ladies and wenches and maid in our flagons, patrons in garb that they cannot afford. With these kind of things I will never be bored. Gypsies and pirates and armor that's flashing, accents that aren't really Renaissance fashion, high lords and ladies and queens with their kings, these are a few of my favorite anything. When the rains fall, when the lanes flood, when I'm feeling plain, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I won't feel mundane. jousting horses and knights that go flying, sword fights and word fights with nobody dying, magicians that joke in the midst of a trick, and all of the food has to come on the stick. Vikings and slythings and big men in full kilts, jugglers and merchants and fools on their high stilts, musicians drink Guinness and join in pub sings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the rains fall, when the lanes flood, when I'm feeling plain, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I won't feel mundane. Face paints and pastries and washing well wenches, stage shows with audiences sitting on benches, poked in the eye with those big fairy wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The smell of the horse crap, the smell of the privies, tripping on tourists all dressed in their civvies, laughing at jokes and the joy friendship brings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the sun bakes, when my string breaks, when I'm feeling sane, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I won't feel mundane.
Ahoy, me heart. I be Captain Tom Mason of Tom Mason and the Blue Buccaneers, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. Arr!
Up on the quarter deck and walking about, there's a second mate so steady and so stout. Oh, what he is a-thinking of, he doesn't know himself. We wish that he would hurry up and strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Hey. Up on the forecastle head and keeping sharp lookout. Out. Yonder Johnson stands ready for to shout. The lights are burning bright, sir, and everything is well. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Down on the main deck and working at the pumps, there's a starboard watch along and forth. For their bunks, a look out to windward, and you see a great big swell. They're wishing that the second mate would strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Up at the wheel, poor Anderson stands, grasping at the spokes with his frostbitten hands. Looks at his compass and his course is clear as hell. He's wishing that the second mate would strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Up on the poop deck, our gallant captain stands, looking out to seaward with a spyglass in his hands. Oh, what he is a-thinking of, we know very well. He's thinking more of short and sail, then striking the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell. Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look you all to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Hi, this is Danny, and welcome to the Observatory. That song was Strike the Bell by the Bilge Pumps from their 2014 album Bail Money. I love that song, Strike the Bell. It's a sailor's version of the song Ring the Bell, Watchman by Henry C. Work from the 19th century. So coming up next is my interview with the Bilge Pumps. I spotted band member John Crow at the Texarkana Renaissance Fair, and I said, hey, round up some of your band members, let's do an interview. He grabbed Craig, a.k.a. Maroon, and next time I looked around, John had completely disappeared into thin air, so I guess he was shy. But Craig was not able to run away, so here you go, my interview with one of the Bilge Pumps. This is Danny Fault, and I am here at the Texarkana Renaissance Fair 2015, and this is Craig Lutke of the Bilge Pumps. How are you doing today, Craig?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing great.
Tell me about the Bilge Pumps' music.
We like to consider ourselves the nichiest of niche music. We are the broad subset of folk, a subset of Celtic within folk, a subset of nautical within Celtic, and then a subset of pirate within nautical, within Celtic, within folk music, within world music. So we like to narrow down our potential audience to the smallest possible slice of humanity so that we make sure we never sell a bunch of CDs.
I know you perform at Renaissance fairs. What other sorts of venues do you go to?
We do a lot of music festivals. We do various Irish pubs and whatnot. It's been a lot of weird random corporate events too, where people like to do hire us for some pirate themed event they're doing. I know one year we got hired by the Canadian Harley Davidson dealers to go and do a show on a paddle boat in the harbor of San Diego, California. So we decided to pad that show out with a couple of others. So we did that show one day. We went up to a pirate store up in Long Beach, California, a couple hours north, and then a nudist colony up in the hills outside of L.A. wanted to hire us for the same weekend. So we went driving up to that.
Wow.
What a world.
Well, I'm going to ask you to pick a track to play in the podcast. What track would you choose?
I'm going to say to go for kind of a raucous ship's battle type song. It's called The Royal Oak, and the traditional version that most people hear about it tends to be really slow and kind of a drawn out long tale, almost a sad, melancholic tale. We took it and sped it up and made it a little more of a, what you kind of hear when you picture a ship's fight going on. You can almost hear guns and cannons going off in the background when you hear it.
Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes and helping the listeners of the Renaissance Festival podcast know more about the Bilge Pumps.
Long live the RenFest podcast. You guys have been awesome for helping spread the love of all of this music out there for us that choose to follow this odd mission of spreading fair music around.
The Bilge Pumps have been performing since way back in 1999. To learn more about their music and to buy their CDs, visit them on the web at thebilgepumps.com, thebilgepumps.com. And coming up next, as requested, The Royal Oak by the Bilge Pumps from their album The Idiotacy.
sank and three we burned, and three we caused to run away. Oh, and one we brought to Portsmouth Harbor for to let them know we had won the day. They struck their ship by name. Hoist up your colors, you English tars. Hoist up your colors, do not refuse. Hoist up your colors, you English tars. And remember those who paid their dues.
And now, for a minute with Fugly.
We are here in the scriptorium of the small Abbey of Anthony, where the monks have just embarked on a groundbreaking undertaking. Apparently, Brother Onesimus has been carefully copying a scroll onto several smaller vellum sheets, which are now being sewn together and covered with wood and leather in a permanent yet fully accessible framework. First of its kind. This is a sort of scroll that one can access at any point of the narrative without fully unrolling it. But will it work?
Unveil each robe!
Oh, in a major upset, Brother Onesimus seems to have just broken his vow of silence. Too bad for that. But you can test one of Brother Onesimus's biblios at your local Biblioteca Publico. That's a public library. Just tell them Fugly sent you and ask for your very own Segna Libro, or bookmark, free of charge. And, while you're there, you might consider asking if they have ever considered sponsoring a local Renaissance fair.
This moment in history brought to you by your good friends at povera.com.
Oh, I am a Scotsman, I don't have to be a sportsman. I just put on my kilt and all the girls flock my way. My accent's thick and manly, sometimes I don't understand me. When you're this good looking, it don't matter what you say. I'll take the high road, I may even take the low road. I just can't escape that wretched bagpipe music if I try. But I'm cute and I'm foreign, and I sport a spiffy sporran, and I never have to drop me drawers or zip up me fly. I am a Scotsman, I'm a die-hard pleated skirts fan. I love sheep so much it hurts, and I like women more or less. Andrew's my saint, and with Scotch whiskey I'm acquainted. I make temperance lovers faint and put my liver in distress. My friends don't call me Scotty, and I'm not your Scottish hottie. If I look like a William Wallace, then your eyes are going bad. But my freedom is precious, and my heritage auspicious, with a long line of fighters and a large grid of plaid. I am a Scotsman, I am not the greatest marksman. I toss cabers for excitement and my cookies when I'm sick. I'm skilled as a golfer and my candor is uncalled for when I speak of manly prowess and my massive hulking pride. My hair is sort of reddish and I have a sweater fetish. If it's itchy wool and ugly, then my heart is full of glee. With tam and claymore I adorn me, and I'm rarely mean or ornery. Just will say I talk like Conray, because Conray talks like me. I am a Scotsman, I don't mean to be a coarse man. I don't say things politely, but they generally true. My chest hairs are many and my whiskers are uncanny. I may dress like a schoolgirl, but a man through and through. I've never met with Nessie, I find haggis gross and messy. Won't eat that for all the money in the bonny, bonny bank. You might think I'm not stylish, I'm just glad that I'm not Irish. I'm pure but full-blood Scotsman and my star's orphan thang.
That last song was I'm a Scotsman by Trinket from Landlocked. The next song up, Run by Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman from Sunset's Gold.
Far away from home, far away from home, from the safety of stone and steel, I had ventured far on my own to find spider claws for my creel. And as feet may wander, minds do too, losing touch with distance and time. But when the sky turned black, dragons overhead, and I knew I was about to die, I had to run, run, run. No time to think, stop or stay. Just run, run, run. I want to live to see the end of this day. My feet took off, my legs went too, and my body was obliged to follow me. With my hands and mouth full of press, and my throat too dry to swallow, I thought I'd run before, been running all my life, never doubting I could hold my own. But faster than I've ever been is still not fast enough, though I'm straining every muscle and bone. To run, run, run. No time to think, stop or stay. Just run, run, run. I want to live to see the end of this day. Never yet been run off my feet, but this nearly ran the feet off of me. Wore right through the bottoms of my old battered boots till the soles began to bleed. I thought I'd run before, been running all my life, never doubting I could hold my own. But when the sky turns black with dragons overhead, then you know you've got to run, run, run. No time to think, stop or stay. Just run, run, run. If you want to live to see the end of this day, run, 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 run. No time to think, stop or stay.
Welcome, my lords and ladies.
Hello, lords and ladies.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
Indeed, we're sitting in our very high, very fine tower right now.
I'm afraid of heights. Today we're discussing Renaissance popes.
Oh, popes.
One pope in particular helped legitimize the reign of Henry VII.
Oh, did he?
Yes. You know, Henry VII was an usurper.
That's what I've heard, though yes. I don't like to make any assumptions myself, for I'm but a lowly woman.
Pope Pius helped legitimize the reign of Henry VII and excommunicated anybody who opposed him.
That is very harsh.
Yes, but that's how much he supported Henry VII.
Oh.
Now, it was a papal custom to send out a golden rose to your favorite person each year.
How romantic.
Henry VII got one from Julius II. And Henry VIII also received a few.
Ooh. This episode of Ladies in the Tower, filmed in front of a live studio audience. Wait, you mean Pope Julius II, the one who gave Henry VIII his marriage dispensation?
Why, yes, Nicole, that very same one.
Oh, important man.
Well, if you'd like to hear more about bad boy Renaissance popes like Julius II.
And you know that I do.
Check out episode 32 of our podcast, Rude Tudors.
Rude Tudors, the rudest of the tudest.
On iTunes and rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Greetings, Fugly here, and when I'm not doing various and other sundry things, you can always find me listening to the Renaissance Festival Music podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Friends and companions, join me in rhyme. Lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief do refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief do refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to that wee lass that I love so well. Her style and her beauty, there are none can excel. She smiles on my countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no one on earth as happy as me. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief do refrain. For we may and might never all meet here again. Our ship lies at harbor, she's ready to dock. I wish her safe landing. boarding without any shock. And if ever we meet again by land or by sea, sure I'm always remembering your kindness to me. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief do refrain. For we may and might never all meet here.
And welcome back to The Road to the Ren Faire. I'm Joe, and everything I need to know I learned from Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and TheRenList.com. That first song was A Health to the Company by Craig of Farrington from his album Lute Etouffee. You can find him playing at the Ohio Renaissance Festival in Waynesville, Ohio, all this month. There's plenty of other great fairs running this month as well, so if one is near you, be sure to visit. There's the Texas Renaissance Festival in Todd Mission, Texas, the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair in Manheim, Pennsylvania, the King Arthur Fair / Connecticut Renaissance Fair in North Haven, Connecticut, the Maryland Renaissance Festival in Annapolis, Maryland, the King Richard's Renaissance Fair in Carver, Massachusetts, the Carolina Renaissance Festival in Huntersville, North Carolina, the Folsom Renaissance Fair in Folsom, California, the Northern California Renaissance Fair in Hollister, California, the Medieval Festival at Fort Tyron Park in Manhattan, New York, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in Shakopee, Minnesota, the Gloucester Renaissance Festival at the Gloucester Courthouse in Virginia, the Old English Fair Stronghold in Oregon, Illinois, the Fishers Ren Fair in Fishers, Indiana, the Sioux City Renaissance Festival in Sioux City, Iowa, the Kansas City Renaissance Festival in Bonner Springs, Kansas, the Age of Chivalry Las Vegas Renaissance Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Cambridge Medieval Market Fair in Cambridge, Ohio, the Harvest Fair in Newport News, Virginia, the Alabama Renaissance Fair in Florence, Alabama, the All Hallows Fantasy Fair in Sonora, California, the California City Renaissance Festival in California City, California, the Tybee Island Pirate Festival in Tybee Island, Georgia, the Great Bend Renaissance Fair in Great Bend, Kansas, and the Michigan Renaissance Festival in Jolly, Michigan. I've got a lot more fairs to cover this month, but first let's take a break and listen to one of the artists who's performing at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. Here's Tartanic with Scratchy Maggie from their album Uncensored Archives, Volume 1.
All right, you just witnessed the rehearsal taking place. Those few words right there, ladies and gentlemen, make us more perfect! I'm glad I could make Jay laugh. Stand up, Maggie.
And nothing like a little bit of bagpipe music when you're traveling. Wrapping up the list of great fairs this month, we have the Central Missouri Renaissance Festival in Kingdom City, Missouri, the Gatalop Renaissance Festival in Dauphin Island, Alabama, the Medieval Fair at Ventureful Hall Mansion in Lenox, Massachusetts, the Idaho Renaissance Fair in Emmett, Idaho, the Spokane Renaissance Fair in Colbert, Washington, the Viking/Celtic Folk Festival in Heavener, Oklahoma, the South Mississippi Renaissance Fair in Belux, Mississippi, the Greater Quad Cities Renaissance Fair in Orion, Illinois, the Rosenvolk Medieval Festival in Ferdinand, Indiana, the Portland Celtic Fair in Sherwood, Oregon, the When Worlds Collide World's Fair in Fort Collins, Colorado, the Bonton Beach Haunted Pirate Fest and Mermaid Splash in Bonton Beach, Florida, the Medieval Festival in Bryan Athyn, Pennsylvania, and a Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Also, the Fall Escondido Renaissance Fair in Escondido, California, opens on October 31st, so if you're looking for something to do on Halloween and you're in Escondido, now you have your answer. As always, be sure to check out therenlist.com for more details on any of these fairs. Now let's send you back to the rest of the castle while I travel on to find more fairs.
Now ships may come and ships may go as long as the sea does roll. Each sailor lodge like a dying hair at the blowing bowl. Hot drip on shore, he does adore with the girl that's nice and round. When the money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack, jump, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's plenty of grog in the jar. We'll claw the briny ocean with that dolly rope and tar. When Jack gets in, it's dynasty for some old boarding house. They'll welcome him with the rum and gin. They'll feed him on pork scouse. He'll end and spend and not to bed till he's lying drunk on the ground. When the money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack, jump, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's plenty of grog in the jar. We'll claw the briny ocean with a jolly rope and tar. Then we'll sail aboard a ship bound for some foreign shore. When he gets there, the ladies fair, the sailors do a tour. He'll go ashore and on a tear, he'll buy some gala gown. When the money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack, John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's plenty of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly roving tar. When Jack gets old and weather be too old to roam about, in some rum shop they'll let him stop till it bells call him out. He'll lift his eyes up to the skies, saying, boys, we're homeward bound. But when the money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack, John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's plenty of grog at the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly rope and tar. Come along, you jolly brave boys. There's plenty of grog at the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with a jolly rope and tar.
And that song was Jolly Roving Tar by the Shantyman from Pirate's Life. We've had a few listeners writing in asking how things are going at the Minnesota Fair, and things are going great. Thank you for asking. It has been a wonderful run so far. The weather's been fantastic, and the street acts and stage acts and music and vendors, everyone's been wonderful. Now, the Minnesota Fair is already over half of the way through its run. So if you are still trying to, if you're still thinking about getting out to the Minnesota Fair, well, this might be your last weekend to do that. This show is probably coming out in October, and our last weekend is in October. So come on out to the Minnesota Fair. If you are looking to find me, I will be there. And if you say hello and you mention that you listen to the podcast, I might have a special gift for you. So make sure to stop out at the Minnesota Fair. Speaking of all the different fairs and festivals, the Renaissance Festival Awards are now in progress. They're still in progress, and we've been getting in lots and lots of votes, but we might not have yours yet. So if you have not voted, or if you know of people who have not voted and who would be interested in expressing their opinion as to who their favorite stage act or festival or Renaissance food is, let them know about the fact that the awards are going on. Send them the link to the awards. We have the link in the show notes. And those of you who are voting, please, please, please be specific in your nominations. For example, if you're voting for a specific jouster or you like Robin Hood, well, it might be that there are other festivals that have those characters. So the more specific you are, the better, and we'll be able to pinpoint exactly who that individual or group or whatever is, and we'll make certain that they are getting the proper recognition that they deserve. Well, that's enough about the awards. Let's get back to some more music. This is Froggy Went to Courtin' by Mark Gunn from A Tribute to Love.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did go, Froggy went a courtin' and he did go, Froggy went a courtin' and he did go to the coconut grove for a midnight show, Froggy sounded down to Molly Mouse's side, woo woo. Froggy sounded down to Molly Mouse's side, woo. Froggy sounded down to Molly Mouse's side, said, "Hey there, Molly, would you be my bride?" Woo woo. Not thou, Margaret's consent, Not thou, Margaret's consent, I would not marry the president, She said, "That's it, Clyde, better hit the road, farewell. That's it, Clyde, better hit the road, goodbye. That's it, Clyde, better hit the road. You ain't no frog, you're a horny toad. Farewell, goodbye, adios. Farewell, goodbye, adios." Thank you.
that song was Two Rivers by Sarah Marie Mullen from The Wild Woods. Well, since it is now October, that can mean only that our next show will be the Spooky Show Special. So if you have a request for your favorite spooky song, send it in, and we will see if we can add it to our spooky show. Also, we at the Renaissance Festival Podcast have been trying out a lot of new things lately. We've been trying to bring you new sponsors. We've been trying to bring new segments, new people, new hosts, special guests, special bonuses for listeners just exclusive to the podcast. We hope that you've been really enjoying those things. Let us know. Is that working for you? What do you like? What don't you like? This podcast has always been about trying to make the best possible show by Rennies for Rennies and for enthusiasts as well. So whether you grew up on the circuit or you have never been to a festival but just love the music, let us know what you enjoy about this show so that we can bring you more of that. Well, that looks like it's the end of our show number 244, and we're going to end it up with Samurai Cosmonaut by Scott Boswell from Thistle. Thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. See you in the lanes.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.